T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, it's time for WEEI at Night.
And I am Mark James. That's Mark with a C. James. I'm the one who popularized rap music in the Western Mass suburbs in the early to mid-90s. Phony Michelle. I mean, they've been more irrelevant than Alicia Silverstone's acting career. Chris Frail. I've known Michael Irvin for 16, 17 years. University of Miami fam. We're good like that.
Byrie Irving.
I'm very good friends with Steph Curry, as you know.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you know, shout out to Charles Manson.
Dial 617-779-7937.
Next star here at WEEI, that of course is Mark with a C, James.
Mark effing James.
Star for attention, fame-seeking loser. Ordinary Hayward.
I'm going to call him Brad Farrell,
because he's actually John Farrell without a ring.
And I think one man.
Exactly.
So your turkeys of the year, Barbados Belichick.
Byrie Irving.
You can take the R away. He's turning to Chris Fail.
Mark James, right now. On Sports Radio WEEI.
Jimmy Garoppolo's getting a lot of heat this morning.
Pressure coming after him as he releases, and it's intercepted by Diggs.
He looked rattled.
You know, it's a bit of a reality check for us. You know, go back and respond this week.
That guy looked flustered.
You know, I think I could throw the ball better. We could catch it better. I think it's just a little bit of everything. There's not one specific thing that sticks out, but...
An 8-1.
Feels great, baby.
Oh, well, well, well. It is me, Mark James. That is Mark with AC James here with you on a Tuesday night. It feels like Wednesday for some reason, but it's only a Tuesday night. This week is going by really slow. Can't be going by fast enough for Jimmy Garoppolo after that performance last night, where he absolutely wet the bed against the Seattle Seahawks on Monday Night Football. So I was going to lead with that. But obviously something a little bit more topical and local here is the fact that the Bruins have now lost not one, not two, not three, but 4 straight games. They got beat tonight. They had a 4-0 lead after 2 periods. They gave up 4. Tuukka was back to being Puka again. He was back to being Puka. Gave up 4 goals. In the 3rd period, the Bruins choked, and they lost in a shootout 5-4 to the Florida freaking Panthers. Yeah. A team, the Bruins, that got off to a great start, much like the Celtics. The Bruins, I thought, would suffer from a little bit of the Stanley Cup hangover. One guy who certainly hasn't is David Pastrnak, who scored yet again tonight. Pasta looking tremendous. But in the end, the Bruins, that's his 16th goal of the year for Pastrnak, too, already off to a Hart Trophy start. Tuukka was absolute, complete, total garbage tonight. Garbage. Inexcusable, unacceptable, totally pathetic. And this is sort of, and I know it's one game of 82. I get it. And the Bruins are in a slump right now. They're in a major slump. Something isn't clicking. I don't know what it is, but it's not Pastrnak. I can tell you that much. But to give up 4 goals in the final frame and a team like the Florida Panthers shooting going into overtime and winning that game, soft goals too. But the one thing about Bruce Cassidy, which I've always admired the most about him, a couple years ago, even last year, but a couple years ago, Tuukka got off to a horrendous start. They got absolutely torched, I want to say, was either in San Jose or L.A. a couple years ago. It's the 2017-2018 season. And Bruce Cassidy pulled Tuukka, and he brought in Hudobin at the time, who was here. And the team started to turn it around, and then Tuukka came back, and then they really started to turn around after the calendar turned into 2018. I'm not seeing that same sort of quick hook. It's not even about being a quick hook. After the third goal, Bruce Cassidy, who's forgotten more about hockey than I will ever know, after the third goal in the third period and your team is clinging on to a 4-3 lead, I don't know. You know what? If your starter, this is your starter because he started the game tonight, and he gets to the ninth inning and he gives up 3 earned runs, I'm probably going to go with the closer. So as much as I want to blame this one on Puka, this goes a lot more on Bruce Cassidy. I mean, you've got to have, it's not even hockey smarts, it's cognizance. It's just sort of a sense of awareness that your starting pitcher, pretty good game. Through 2 periods, 1 goal. All right, whatever. 2 goals, that's okay, we got a 2 goal. After the third goal, you sort of start to worry a little bit. You sort of start to think that maybe, just maybe, I had to do something here. I think I'm going to put in Halak for the save here. Nope. Grady Little tonight. Grady Cassidy, you know? Bruce Little, whatever you want to call him. Nope, he stuck with Puka, and the Bruins lose their 4th straight game. Pathetic loss tonight. Absolutely pathetic. And they clearly, best record in the Atlantic Division. They've probably been pretty much arguably the best team in hockey so far. And I don't get it. When a goalie gives up 3 goals in a period, you yank him. You hook. You give him the hook, and you go to the bench, and you go to Halak for the close. It's pretty simple. You don't have to be Bruce Cassidy. You don't have to be Mike Keenan. You name it. Some of the greatest hockey coaches of all time. You don't Scotty Bowman. You don't have to be Glenn Sather in his time with Edmonton Oilers. One of those guys to figure that one out. That's just stupid. So as much as we blame Tuca for choking in the third period, this is more on Cassidy. It's more on Bruce Cassidy. It's inexcusable tonight. That's a Mr. Neely would like to see you in his office type game after that one. I mean, what the F are you doing, Bruce? Literally, what the F are you doing? Like after the third goal, come on, man. And I don't care if it hurts Tuca's ego or bruises his psyche or confidence. Who cares? You want to win the damn game? You had a 4-0 lead. And I know. I get it. It's November. It's a long season. Playoffs don't start till April. And you'll probably forget about this game in a month, 2 months, maybe even 2 weeks. But right now, this one hurts. This one was all on you because you had it. You had it, and there's nothing. You blew the game. You absolutely blew it. You blew it. It wasn't like you were up for it, like you were done. Now, here's the thing. If the Bruins and Tuca had given up 4 goals in the first couple periods, if he had done that, would Cassidy have pulled him for Halak then? You got to ask, if the roles were reversed, what would he have done? I don't know. I know this. The Panthers pulled Bobrovsky after he gave up his 4th goal. Okay? So that was enough for them. And they went right to the bench. Right to the bench. And Montembeau comes in, gets the ultimate, the win. 23 years old, just turned 23 years old like a couple weeks ago, goes right. This thing, ultimately for the Bruins, Tuca had a big sort of FU tour going around New England last year in the playoffs. The Bruins had the path of least resistance. They had a chance to take it all the way home. Everything worked out. The Tampa Bay Lightning got swept in the first round. You didn't have to face the Capitals. You faced one of the worst teams that any team will ever face in a conference final in the fake Whaler Carolina Hurricanes. And then you hosted Game 7 at TD Garden, and you gave up 2 goals in 4 shots in the first period. And I just can't go over that at all. So there's that. Bruins talk, feel free. 617-779-7937. this is one that makes you sick. And you, Tuca, apologists and defenders out there, where are you now? Where are you? Oh, and I know going into tonight's game, he had the third best goals against average in the NHL under two. I get that. Tonight, he sucked. He sucked tonight. But moreover, as much as I want to point the finger at Puka tonight, I'm going to point it at the guy who had the autonomy and power to pull him when he sucked. And he didn't do it. He didn't do it. He did his best Grady Little imitation, albeit for a regular season game in November. But you like when you're in a slump and you've lost three in a row, tonight, I probably would have just gone to Halak. Whatever. What's a game here or there or four in a row? It's okay. It's fine. Whatever. Tuca tonight was worse than Jimmy G last night. Absolutely. And for all of the people out there, and I'm not going to pull a Don Cherry here. Oh, let me just say this too. An ignominious end for a legend like Don Cherry. That sucks. I get it. I get it. Sportsnet, Roger Sportsnet, in this day and age, you can't do that. You can't call out a group of people. If you do, it better be like when if I ever say you people, I refer to Patriot cheerleading fans, you know, the ones who wear the rose color glasses and the Tom Brady pajamas to bed. I call, you know, if you say that, oh, you Patriot fans, you people, it's different. You can't call out a segment of society anymore. That's a demographic that just, it cannot happen.
You people.
Yeah, that was a bad look. It just sucks because Don Cherry for 41 years was hockey the way that Dick Vitale was college basketball for over the last 40 plus years. And it sucks to go out that way. It sucks that he had a Jimmy the Greek moment. You know, it sucks. He's 85. I don't condone it. It's reprehensible. I understand that. But at the same time, when you're 85 years old, what does the old say? You can't teach an old dog new tricks. You can't. It's just a sad way to come to an end to a guy that meant so much to the sport of hockey. He's old school, loves the fighting, loves the checking. And wow, Don Cherry, it's come to an end. It's a sad, you hate to see it happen. Kind of, you know, you just hate to see like just someone's career coming to an end in a way where I don't want to think about him that way. You know, I don't want to, you know, where a coach does something, you know, Bob Knight with his hands around Neil Reed's throat or Nolan Richardson going off on a press conference at Arkansas leading to his ouster. And you hate to see someone in that position for so long who really was hockey night in Canada and hockey night all over the world in America was Don Cherry, you know, a guy who was, I mean, people up there in Canada, Don Cherry's a god. He's got, as much as people love him here in Boston and his run in the 70s here with the Bruins and that group, Bobby Orr and company, like just, oh man. It's you hate to see it. Oh man, that sucks. It sucks. It's but in this day and age, everybody's one word away from the end of their careers. You can say one thing and it gets misinterpreted, but you know, that's you can't just take a demographic. Now, if you're talking about a fan base and you say you people, that's different. You're talking about fans, everybody. So if I say you people out there who thought that Jimmy Garoppolo was better than Tom Brady. You people. I mean everybody, including our own Ryan Hannibal from WEEI.com, who I think was probably, there's no way, he's probably just trying to do it to get a rise or get clicks. There's no way that anybody, now I'm not saying that Jimmy G doesn't have a longer term future going forward from the point he was traded than Tom Brady. I mean, Jesus, he's 15 years younger than him. So, yeah, he does. Or 14 years younger than him. I mean, everybody knows that. But how have you people who thought that Jimmy G was better than Tom Brady? I'm like Hulk Hogan right now, my finger to my ear. Where are you now? I want to hear from you now, all of you, and you know who you are. And listen, I don't think this either. I don't think last night's piss poor performance by Jimmy Garoppolo validates Belichick's trade. I mean, he still got ripped off. He only got a number two for this guy. I mean, this guy, listen, Jimmy G's a top 15 quarterback, but he has never been in a level of a high pressure situation like last night. And last night, he choked. He turtled. He was Tuukka Rask, giving up two goals on four shots in the first period of Game 7 at home of the Stanley Cup. That's what Jimmy G did last night. He completely crapped in his pants for the whole world to see. Everybody. And I got to tell you, do I take any solace in it? No. But I want to hear from people who literally, because I remember you, and I remember your calls of you people who really thought, I got to get out of that habit of saying that, because I don't want to get in trouble here. You people being people who thought that Jimmy Garoppolo was better than Tom Brady, not some sort of target demographic or ethnicity or gender. No. I mean the people who thought that Jimmy Garoppolo was better than Tom Brady. You. I want to hear from you. Because a lot of you, like, you know, you thought that, hey, man, we could stick with this guy. We could keep this thing going. And listen, there's a part of me at one point, I did too. But the problem is with Tom Brady is that he didn't regress to the mean. He was completely the antithesis of every single aging athlete who sees an erosion of skills. You name it. Kobe Bryant, Derek Jeter, Dwayne Wade, Wayne Gretzky, Jerry Rice, guys who just were once upon a time the best in the business and end up going out much less than the prime of their career. Tom Brady hasn't. And I don't care what anyone's saying this year. It's the offensive line has been horrendous. He has no running game, no tight ends. Oh, by the way, speaking of tight ends, how's Jacob Hollister looking? Everyone out there? Remember that guy? So you know me, and you know how I feel about Bill Belichick's draft talent evaluation. I think he's an average draft talent evaluator. No doubt about it. I mean, that's to me what Belichick is. He's an average draft talent. I mean, come on. Do you want me to go through the receivers that he picked? Nikhil? I can't get on the field. Harry? Do you want me to go through those? DK Metcalf? Christian Kirk? Mecole Hardman? I mean, the list goes on and on and on. I mean, it's, you know, a lot of guys that he went above, that went after Nikhil Harry, who hasn't seen the light of day. Hasn't seen it. Now, what's up with that? Huh? You tell me, when I'm looking at the Patriots right now and exactly what this team can do, you tell me of guys that Belichick could have had here and he passed on. You know who they are. And I just mentioned a few of them. When you mess up in the draft, ultimately, it comes back and it kills your team, period. And Belichick has done it. The last first or second round pick that Belichick selected, whom has not been a bust, was Jimmy Garoppolo. Oh, and please, don't even come at me with phony Michelle, because I've disproved that myth all along. Don't even come at me with that one. But please, do not even come at me with phony Michelle, because we've already proven that this fresh, fabulous freshman is having a sophomore slump season, and he is absolutely gone in the freaking toilet so far. So we've seen that already with so far. I mean, like I mean, you know, that's one of the reasons why Tom Brady's having an off year, quite frankly. because you got a running back who is still living in yesteryear and hasn't been able to progress from a year ago. How about DJ Moore from the Carolina Panthers? I mentioned Calvin Ridley, Cortland Sutton for the Denver Broncos, who has 8 touchdown catches. DJ Shark from the Jacksonville Jaguars, who was selected 61st overall, 6 touchdown catches. Michael Gallup, 81st overall, 3rd rounder, 4 touchdown catches. Marquez Valdez-Scantling, you know? I mean, the list goes. Terry McLaurin on the Redskins, who was having a garbage year. Dude was selected in the 3rd round, 5 touchdown catches. You know? 5 touchdown catches. So, you know what? If Bill Parcells was still the coach of this team, what would he be calling N'Keal Harry? She. Just like he did Terry Glenn some 23 years ago. She's doing okay. And what did Terry Glenn do after that? Terry Glenn sacked up the late, great Terry Glenn. He, who came into camp and Parcells did not want him here and became a Parcells guy and even played for him later in Dallas. So he became a Parcells guy thereafter. But I'm telling you right now, it's a bad look for the Patriots when other guys are out there and they are producing and they are getting it done and N'Keal Harry can't get on the field. Oh, and stop it with Herm Edwards' completely homer analysis of this guy because he's the coach of Arizona State right now. Please, don't even get me started on that. I mean, I could care less. Herm Edwards was a failed NFL head coach twice with the Jets and the Chiefs. Now, he's doing okay this year at ASU, but don't get me started because Herm Edwards thinks that N'Keal Harry is going to be great because he's not been great at all. 617-779-7937. I want to get to some Bruins calls here to start the show. Sean in Idaho, I appreciate the patience. How sick does loss make you tonight?
It makes me angry. I mean, this is not acceptable to be blowing a 4-goal lead when you're in control of the game and then you just let up and decide to let them come back and win.
Sean, you know, how much do you put this on? I put this more in Cassidy than Tuca.
I put this on, you know, bad coaching. I think the other thing is that you're right. Cassidy could have easily taken Rask out of the game. I mean, I can't trust Rask with any big lead because, look, the guy is showing us time after time that he is a slow goalie. And you know something else? I don't like when the Bruins play slow with no energy. The third period, you saw them standing around, you know, off in another world in la-la land when they should realize and understand you still got to play a full 60 minutes. You played 40 minutes tonight, and then you just let up in the third period. This loss just makes me sick. I'm like, Bruins, seriously, play physical and get tough. Do what you did in October. October was a great month.
It was.
We were 11-1, and then ever since then, we've lost to Montreal. We had trouble with Philadelphia in the shootout. It makes me sick. We're supposed to be good. We're supposed to be a Stanley Cup contender. The Bruins are still a Cup contender. You're right. It is November. It's a long season, but you cannot let up. You've got to play a full 60 minutes, and that makes me irked that the Bruins lost it. I blame it on Cassidy because he didn't take Rask out, and of course I blame it on Rask because he can't seem to make the big stops. Let's remember back in January that even Cam Neely called out Tuukka Rask because he wasn't playing well back in January this year, that he finally woke up. I hope the anti-Tuukka people call tonight and call you and blast him because, look, if you're going to win the Cup, you got to have a goalie who makes saves and doesn't let up. You need to play with energy. When the Bruins don't play with energy, that's bad, buddy. That's bad because that cost us games. That's what cost us Game 7 last year because we didn't have any energy. You got to play with energy, and that's what the Bruins, sometimes when they lack that just irks me.
I agree. Sean, very well said. Not only do I want to hear from the anti-Tuukka people, I want to hear from the pro-Tuukka people. I'm already taking it on the text line, too. You trash everybody. It must be so hard to go through life hating who you are. How about this one? Hey, Mr. Negativity. These guys might have an off night, but what's your excuse? You suck every night. You must be paying WEI to work there. I'm older than you, and I know high school kids that would do a better job than you. Oh, really? Well, have them step up. Have them step up then. Really? I like to see them. Because I can name probably most people in this market who don't do a better job than I do. And they're not high school kids. They are professionals. So please. But thank you for listening. Thank you for listening. I do appreciate you listening to my show. By the way, I'm looking forward to hearing that next Colin Coward out of high school who could do a better job than me. But I appreciate you listening to me. Thank you. You're listening to my show. So here's the thing about it. I'm right now living rent-free in your head, pal. I wish it was that cheap to live here in Boston. You know, I wouldn't have to be paying $2,500 a month for, a two-bedroom place like I do right now. But I'm living rent-free in your head, Chief. So thank you for that one. 617-779-7937. I don't mind reading negative texts. It's actually kind of funny to me. I actually like them. I'd rather read those than the positive ones. Even though some of the positive ones are funny as well. All right, didn't get to the Celtics as well. Gordon Hayward out. But the good news is that he's only out for 6 weeks, which is really good news. So Celtics, Jaylen Brown, first game back last night, 30. Like it. The Celtics, it's tough to criticize this team right now, but I still will try to find a way to do so. So we'll get to that. Didn't get to the Celtics, so if you want to talk about them, 617-779-7937. The Brady and Jimmy G thing. Like, right now, for all of you out there, all of you, whether you wanted Jimmy G, or you, like, here's the thing. I don't have a problem with you wanting Jimmy G to keep this thing going here in New England. I don't have a problem with that. I did, too. What I had a problem with that is people who actually thought that Jimmy G was a better quarterback this season than Tom Brady. And all of you, because he went up against a garbage Arizona team on Thursday Night Football and had four touchdown passes and had Aaron Andrews giving googly eyes to him after the game, you all thought that this guy's better than Tom Brady. It's like, are you that much fair weather prisoners of the moment out there? Do all of you? Are all of you, do you get caught up on one game? Oh, he beat Arizona. Oh, he threw four touchdown passes. Oh, he's better than Tom Brady. Well, hell, if he's better than Tom Brady, he's better than Drew Brees this year, too. And maybe he's better than Aaron Rodgers and Deshaun Watson and Russell Wilson. So that's what I have a problem with. The people who said that Jimmy G was better than Tom Brady, because you all, that's so foolish and ridiculous. The ones who said this year, I'm not talking about 4 years, 5 years down the road when Brady will be retired running TB12 centers throughout the country, if not the world. I'm not talking about in 2023. I'm talking about this year right now. The people out there who said that Jimmy G was better than Tom Brady, you are stupid. You're all stupid. You really are. I'm just telling you, you are. If you thought that, you don't know football. You don't know football, you're stupid, or both of the above. That's the only way to explain it. It's really the only way to explain it. There's no way that Jimmy G, in his entire professional career, and he's been in the league now 6 years, he got exposed last night, folks. He got exposed. Seattle made him look foolish in overtime. They did. And I know his field goal kicker missed a potential game winner, but he last night was the Jimmy G expose on display. Just saying. Just saying. And I don't care what kind of statistical season Tom Brady's having. Tom Brady, never in his entire, the last 6 years that Jimmy G has been in the NFL, has he ever been better than TB12. And he never will be either.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game 10, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
WEI Late Night, Mark with a C. James here with you till 1 in the morning. Looking forward to that. Here's some baseball news, which actually is of interest, more than the manager of the year. Who cares about that? The San Francisco Giants have reportedly named Gabe Kapler, the former Philadelphia Phillies manager, as their next skipper. So Gabe Kapler, former Red Sox, is going to the Bay Area and going to be the manager of the Giants, who have been just floundering since they won their last World Series, which was in 2014. They have had a horrible 5 years. 617-779-7937. Getting all your phone calls. We'll go to the people who've been on hold first. That's John in a car. What's up, John?
Hey, how are you?
Good, John.
Listen, I have a question for you.
Yep.
Guys in the radio, not just you, other radio stations, even TV, you guys are so afraid to lose your jobs, you border on being cowards. Don Cherry didn't say anything bad about anybody. He didn't use a racial slur. He didn't call anybody anything. He just said, you people. He meant people that were non-naturalized Canadians. And he wanted them to join in Canadian tradition. What's wrong with that?
I don't make the calls, John. It's just the ultra-sensitive era that we live in. Maybe 10 years ago he could have gotten away with that, and there would have been a little scuttlebutt, and he would have. In this day and age, John, I understand. You know what I mean? Like, I don't make
why
the...
Why can't somebody stand up and at... You know, I didn't get to listen to the 2-6 show. I did listen to Dale. You know, 10-2, they were the same way. You guys know better. He didn't say anything wrong. And why can't somebody say, hey, he didn't say anything wrong? Everybody joins in and just, they want to crucify the guy.
No, hey, listen, John, I'm not crucifying the guy. But at the same time, you have to, I think what also hurt him too, John, and this is Don Cherry in a nutshell, he didn't apologize. And maybe they said,
What did he do to apologize? He said, you people, meaning people in Canada.
No. I think it was a little bit more.
Reading his mind?
No. I thought the thing he was saying was he was sort of like the from what I read, he was sort of referring to Muslims.
He never, ever said Muslims.
I know, but
never,
he was referring to them.
I saw an interview with him tonight. He never said Muslim.
Right.
Maybe that's what people assume.
Right.
But he never said that.
I know.
He just meant non-naturalized citizens. And the same thing here. People that come here, I don't begrudge them following their own traditions, but how about joining in ours, too? Mm. You're part of the melting pot. Remember the melting pot?
Yeah.
You come and you become part of the pot.
Mm-hmm.
You can follow your own tradition.
Yeah. By the way, to what you said, not only did he not apologize for his immigrant remarks, he went on tonight and said, "quote I meant it."
Yeah, he meant people that came from other countries, and he wants to. And he never specified a country.
No, you're right. No, he did not. He did. He like he. That's
right.
True. Like you. That's a good. That, no, listen. Like and listen. I love, like, my dad loves Don Cherry. I have no issue with Don Cherry whatsoever. The guy's 85. He's going to be 86, God willing, in 3 months on February the 5th. He's going to be 86 years old, and I hope the guy lives to be 106 years old.
So, we should all be so lucky.
We should all
right?
be so lucky. He's a, but you know what? In this day and age, Sean, I don't know. You know what I mean? Like, some people can say things, and Charles Barkley can say whatever he wants about anyone and anything. Whatever he wants, and I'm not Rogers Sportsnet. I didn't make the call. He's 85. We got to get that sound, Joe Cortez, because if you Google Don Cherry hockey, he went on with Tucker Carlson. We got to get that sound because he actually says I meant it. I want to get that sound in, so we'll try to get that for you too. He meant a lot to Boston. He was awesome here in Boston, and people here. I'm a lifelong diehard Bruins fan, and they're like diehard, black and gold, all the way. I spent over $1,000 to go to Game 7 last year, so it's a different world, man. It's a different world. I don't know what to tell you. Is it fair? Life's not fair. You know what I mean. I'm not the one who fired him. I didn't fire him, but I guess when he said you people, they took it as you're talking about him. You know, it's. I mean, I'll say this, and this isn't a slight on the president of the United States. He says worse than that on a Tuesday, okay? And he's the president of the United States. So, you know, he says worse than that on a Tuesday. I don't know. It is what it is. Robert in Hingham. What's up, Robert?
Hey, Mark, how you doing tonight?
Good, how are you?
Well, I bet you wish you were in Donald, Florida right now.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry. Hey, Robert. Hey, listen to this. Yeah. I already booked my next trip because you really, from now, if you fly from now until, like, you know, the day, like, the day, like New Year's Day from now, like, starting next week, yep. You're crazy. Yep. But I got my next trip booked in January for a week down there.
The snowbirds are flooding the airport. Mm-hmm. Hey, the reason I called is there's no way in the world you can compare Tom Brady with Jimmy G. There's no way in the world. Right. Tom Brady has a 20-year veteran versus, what is this, Jimmy's second full year or third?
Second. And he got, second well, and here's the thing. It's actually technically his first because he got hurt at the beginning of last season. He was out.
Okay, so this is basically his second full year.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, now, he does have potential. Do you agree with me?
Absolutely.
And the game last night was probably one of the best Monday Night Football games I've ever seen.
Oh, here's the thing. It was one of the most compelling. It was sloppy. There were 7 turnovers.
But Russell Wilson was stellar.
Yeah, aside from the pick that he threw as they were driving in overtime in the red zone, yes, he's the MVP this year so far, yeah.
Yeah, he wasn't stellar, the MVP.
Yep.
So my point I'm trying to make is give Jimmy G a little break. I'm not going to compare it to Tom Brady. I don't know. Do you remember Tom Brady's second-year stats? Do you remember what he did his second year or?
Well, his second year starting quarterback in 2002, all I remember is that the team missed the playoffs and he went 9-7.
Okay, so let's give Jimmy G the potential of being a great quarterback today.
But not comparing him today. But Robert, in his first starting season, he won a Super Bowl.
Oh, he did. Okay. I can't remember that.
It was 2001. He won a Super Bowl. He took over for, you know, he won a Super Bowl. So he did. So I got, that was really his sort of first, you know, that was his first thing. But yeah, his second season in the NFL, statistically, I don't remember it being anything spectacular. He threw for 3,800 yards, 28 touchdowns, 14 picks. It wasn't great, but by his standards later on, but it wasn't a bad year. They missed the playoffs. But listen, that's what I'm saying. All I'm saying is this, Robert. The people who were sitting there and the people who were sitting there last Thursday night and last Friday saying that Jimmy G, I think Shannon Sharp said something too, because he's just a complete idiot. That guy. I don't even know why that guy. There's talk actually Skip Bayless might go back to ESPN and First Take when his contract's up at the end of 2020. I hope he does. I really hope he does. Then that show will just go away undisputed, because the only reason why anybody watches it now would be Skip Bayless, because it ain't Shannon Sharp, that's for sure. But I remember Shannon Sharp going off about how Jimmy G was better than Tom Brady, or Max Kellerman might have said something as well. You're stupid. Come on. Just admit you're doing this for a reaction. You cannot possibly believe that. You cannot possibly believe that. 617-779-7937. Also want to get to that Dustin Pedroia thing, too. I don't know what it is. I don't mind holding on to Tom Brady till he's 43 or 44 or even 45 because he's the GOAT. But Pedroia? I mean, my, what is it? Like, does he have pictures of somebody at Fenway Sports Group in compromising situations? I mean, why do the Red Sox hold on to this guy? I don't get it. Oh, he's going to come back. Oh, boy. How much you want? I'm going to over-under you, Pete. I'm going to over-under all of you. You ready for this? I'm going to over-under you. Dustin Pedroia won't play more than 40 games next year. 40. I'll take the under. I'll take the under. I mean, the last decent year he had was when Big Poppy was here in 2016. Because he hasn't played since then. He really was horrible in a horrible 2017 and 18 and 2018, 19, even play. But you want to hold on to this guy for some reason. I don't know why. Just because you owe him $26 million? So what? That's couch money for John Henry. Let him go. Let him retire. Be done with him. Move on. 617-779-7937. Your Don Cherry calls. What you thought about him, and was he wrongfully terminated for what he said? All that and more. Late Nights with Mark James.
The one thing that got me, it was you people. And I suppose if I had it to do over again, I would have said everybody. But you people are the people that they listen to. The silent majority, as you know, are always silent. The police are with me. The forces are with me. Everybody's with me. And the firefighters, the whole deal. But it doesn't make any sense. And I was brought in, and I was told that I was fired after 38 years. And, you know, I stand by what I said, and I still mean it.
The great Don Cherry. Sucks. Sucks, man. You would think after four decades, they could have given the benefit of the doubt. And he could have made a clarification and not apologized, but just said, when I said you people, I meant everybody who comes in. And that's a shame. That's too bad. A legend like that should not have to go out with such an ignominious ending like Jimmy the Greek. It's just stupid. It's just you got to understand, guys, two words, cancel culture. It's the cancel culture society that we live in. Make one mistake. It's like Dave Chappelle in his Sticks and Stones Netflix special. He's like, you know why I don't do stand up anymore? And he pointed, he's like, because of you people. That's what he said. He's like, and I'm paraphrasing here, I'm cleaning it up a little bit. He's like, well, I'm going to find out what you did. And I don't care if you did it last year or 5 years ago or 10 years ago or 20 years ago. I'm going to find out. And when I do, I'm going to get you. That's the world we live in. Yep. It's a different. You're supposed to be perfect your whole life from the moment that you can never say anything that's off color or insensitive. You have to be nothing. I'll tell you, I'm so glad in my early 40s that I grew up in the era what I grew up in, and my friends could call each other things that these days people would look at us and have us arrested for. You can't do it anymore. It's a different world, and it's different. Better in a lot of ways, and, you know, in some other ways, cancel culture. Cancel culture, man. It is what it is. 617-779-7937. And there's something he said there on Tucker Carlson, and he's right. He goes, it's the unsilent majority who are with me. You know why Donald Trump won that election? And someone on the text line called me a snowflake. Listen, you can call me a lot of things. I can guarantee you, if you knew me for 10 minutes, you would know I am a lot of things. A snowflake is not one of them, okay? Because I'm in Don Cherry's corner on this one. And he got shafted. It's too bad. And then his co-host, was it Ron McLean there? Who completely, you know, sat when he knew that Don Cherry was getting fired, then he's like, oh, I didn't start. He agreed with him, shook his head up and down. And then they're like, oh, and then once Don Cherry, they're like, yeah, you better apologize and say there's no room for that if you want to keep your job. So he did, like a good little corporate robot. 617-779-7937. Let's go back to the phones. Bill is up next. What's up, Bill?
Hey, good evening, guys. Sorry to bust the
It's only one guy. It's just Mark. It's just Mark with a C, James, but thank you.
It's all good. I came to talk about Celtics.
Yep.
Tonight, number one in the power rankings, according to whoever that is. But
by the way, Bill, let me tell you this. Don't ever call my show and say the words power rankings, because you know what power rankings are? What they mean? They don't mean the toilet paper that I wipe my behind with after a bowel movement. They're clickbait, and they don't mean anything. Power rankings are for losers and people who are trying to get people like you to click on them. Power rankings don't mean crap. The only type of rankings that mean anything are the rankings in college football, which actually determine who gets in the playoff. The Celtics being number one in the power rankings don't mean crap. Doesn't mean they're going to be in the NBA Finals. Doesn't mean they're going to be in the Eastern Conference Finals. Now they've won eight in a row, and they're playing the best basketball in the NBA. I would take six teams over them in a seven-game series, easily.
Okay, thank you. I will definitely remember that, calling your show in the future. But anyway, the first game I watched, the Philly game, on national TV, it's very disappointing, but they have turned it on.
Yeah.
And if I can share just my pluses and minuses. Real quick, Kemba, I think he's honestly, and I was so into Kyrie, but I think he's so much better for the team and the young guys. Jalen has just been, I mean, his handle, his getting his own shot, his quickness is so great. Marcus Smart, just still so tough. That young guy, Rob Williams, is just amazing.
He stepped it up. He stepped it up. Yeah, and they won't be hurt by losing Gordon Hayward for 6 weeks. They'll be fine. Nick in Fall River's up next. What's up, Nick?
Yeah, how's it going?
Good, how are you?
I'm all right. I got to say, definitely over time, you have certainly grown on me, and I've taken more of a liking to your show. I got to commend you on what you're doing.
Thank you, Nick. I appreciate that very much so. We might use that. Well, you're going to be in our I have a feeling towards the end of the show, we're going to do a best of show of this show. We do a little montage together. I have a feeling you're going to be in there.
Sounds good.
All right.
Glad to hear it, man. Just want to say, I think it's awful what they did to this guy. He's dedicated his life, 40 years of being on the radio, hosting and announcing for this team, and then to just kind of speak freely. It was a blanket statement in a sense, and then they have turned into this politically insensitive or socially insensitive statement, being derogatory toward a particular type or a medium. I find it absolutely disgusting how they just kind of removed him so very quickly. And I got to give him credit for standing by what he said. You don't find many people who will actually stick to their guns and say, nope, I stand by what I said and I will not retract.
Right. And you know what? Like he said, the silent majority is with him. Well, the silent majority, though, they need to fight the power and they need to protest outside Rogers Sportsnet and in Toronto and get him his job back. That's what they need to do. That's what they should do.
I absolutely agree. And that's what they should do if they had any, gumption in terms of standing up for one of their own.
Yeah, I tell you what, don't hold our breaths.
No, I don't see it happening today, tomorrow, or any day that we're freely alive. But the other thing I want to mention is this whole concept with the whole Jimmy G crap. Anybody to suggest that he was the next coming of, the second coming of Tom Brady is ridiculous. Does he have a strong arm? Absolutely. But his display in that game last night, he was lucky that he wasn't picked off five additional times.
Oh, my God.
Absolutely horrendous.
Hey, Nick, do you remember one time where Booger McFarland goes, this is the moment that the NFL world has been waiting for on Jimmy Garoppolo, and the next two passes he threw, they threw
right in the chest.
Right in the chest, and they dropped him.
Yeah, right in the chest in Seattle, and the guy dropped it. And then another one right in the guy's hands. He should have at a minimum, been picked off at least five times. That game would have never, ever even been close or close to what it came down to. So to suggest that this guy, I mean, I'm not trying to take away from his talent. I'm sure he's got some talent. He's playing behind a great defense, but his overall performance, especially in a primetime game like last night, was deplorable. And then to suggest that, he was running and gunning with Russell Wilson is, I think, just ridiculous. And I'm not the biggest Russell Wilson fan, but yet even at that, you know, Jimmy G's numbers should have been much, much different.
Well, Russell Wilson proved why he was the definitely, and appreciate the phone call, Nick, the definitely the better quarterback. Seattle's the better team. I think in a single-game elimination playoff format, I'm taking Seattle, New Orleans, Green Bay, and Minnesota all over San Francisco. All over them. In a playoff format, I'm taking those four teams. Oh, and Philly, five. I'm taking five teams over San Francisco right now in a playoff format. Five of them. Philly, Vikings, Saints, Seahawks, and I'll even go Dallas. I might even go Dallas. I don't trust San Francisco at all. I just don't. They got off to a nice start, but Jimmy G got exposed last night in a big way. All right, we'll come back on the other side and get your phone calls at 617-779-7937. The Dustin Pedroia thing I really want to get into. Oh, I really want to get into this because I don't know what it is, but to quote Don Cherry, you people don't want to let him go. You people want to hold on to this guy who's got, he's a 36-year-old with 85-year-old knees, and you want to hold on to him, and I don't get it, and I never will.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.